holding on to the Tafresh Memches, Siv Beis, and the Mishnah Berurah, that's Siv Katan Vav. So the first sheet that says if there's a Nekev, if it's Mefulish Kol Shehu is possible. If it goes all the way through, even though the size of the Nekev is very minimal, so it's possible. Mishnah Berurah says in Siv Katan Vav, I feel in a Chosim in Esra Klai, even though there's nothing missing, Kanchenikav Ayadei Machat, so the hole came through a needle, just basically pushed through, it's not a problem. It's a problem. Now, then he said, Imhoyika Isser, if it's not mefulish, it depends on the size of an Isser. Again, if you look in Bechasorin, even though there's nothing missing, because you talk about Yosed Rochav, a large nail went through. So the large nail goes through. Again, it pushes the flesh to the side. It doesn't take anything away. There's no Chasorin, but there's a big hole there. Zimul is not more foolish, but if it's the size of an Isser, it's possible. Then we said, Imchisa Kolshu, possible. If it's missing a Kolshu, it's possible. No, I'm sorry, I didn't finish Rishabura. If the Nekav is square or elongated, so we measure it, how much it would be the size of an Isser if you'd make a circle out of that amount of area. Even though the neck is very small, if under this opinion, once it's missing something, so luckily it's the hukoshu, gamkin posel. He holds you would make a bracha. The psul is lacking in lakicha tama. So we're going to combine together. We did this yesterday, right? Did the Shabbos and Beis yesterday?
Yeah. Tap the gimel.
Yeah, this is finished off. I didn't do so well with them yesterday, so.
So where are you now?
I'm in Sukkot and Ches. At the end of Ches. Right before Tess. Okay, so the one Mordechai said in the Yantar Shein already, you can be makel to make a bruch on it if it's not mefulish and it's not chaser b'ki iser. See, when it's chaser kol shehu, it's not mefulish and it's chaser kol shehu, so there are going to be shittas which hold that that's kosher, so we combine the two together that Yantar Shein is only derabanan and we're makel. Test the Yesharman the Gamanekim are foolish. So some say, Sirlo the Tarti, the Reusabin, it's only possible if you have two problems. A, Mefulish, and B, Chasorin. So according to the first approach, Mefulish alone makes a problem, and Chasorin alone makes a problem. According to the second approach, it's only the combination of the two which makes the problem. It's not missing anything, it's always kosher. If there is something missing, then it depends. Dimu Mefulish is possible. According to this pshat, if it's not mefulish, so then the chesaron has to be the amount of an iser. If it is mefulish, then the amount of chesaron is a kolshu. So this sheet is more makel. It's only possible if you have both problems. According to the first sheet, to either one is problematic. So we're machmer. Unless it's a shasat chak. And he said, according to this shot, that which the there are kotzim which cause the chesaron. It's okay. Let's celebrate Shadir in the pub of Esrog. She have hayi b'nekev ba'oyde b'chuber. El shenikum alav or ubasim l'malah. So he's referring to the as it was growing, a hole was made, and then eventually it regrew over it. So that's mutter. But on a royim shalnikrim, al yeshom nekev v'chisorin. But if we see that that's not true, and there is something missing, there's a hole with something missing. But after they lost, even though what caused it was thorns, puzzle. They believe mistakenly any time if the nekev was made it's mutter, and that's not true. And then Ramos said, if you see that the or and the bus are not kayim, tech a nekev is possible to serve even though it's not more foolish. You rely on the surah and the hakshur kisar and shena kisar. You're not sure, and even if it is, it's mechalik as well. It's a problem. So zin lekula, we go lekula. Kim shadei acharenu, sirle that feelu bevare yesh chesaron is kosher. Even if there's definitely a chesaron, it's still kosher. Kosher anyone foolish. And the scenario we're talking about over here was not mafulish and it wasn't the size of an iser. So the shagun sees the whole dispute's kosher period. So that much we'll say, Shabbanism Khazeb is self lakhalapakh. It's in a situation where you're not sure that you have the problem, we'll rely on the sheet to hold that it's mutter. For them Sovik Loy Shema Higia Pilush Hanakiv Gami Ishlahakshir. Now, even if the subic is, it may be this insertion of the needle of the hole went all the way into the Chadri Azara where the seeds are. You still can be makshir. Shekol shein a borulon shegia ad Chadri Azara yeshesu chaldiri armim shefili megia the Chadri Azara in a nikra nekam foolish ben a poshalom kain yesh bechusar. So we'll see in the next sif, the definition of mafulish might be reaching Chadri Zor, it's called mafulish, even though it doesn't go out on the other end, it doesn't go all the way through. But it so according to that, it's only going to be water over here if you're not definite that it reached the Chadri Zor. So he says, "Hashasat chak." You rely on Sorach Ren al Hakshur Lubor Mishmur Yerbeis Ulubor Chalav. You rely on it to make a brach. Okay. Sif Gimel Mefulish Yesh Meforshim Kipshuta Dehainom Shenekev Nitzad Zeh Lasad Zeh. So the Pasha Taitim Nekev means it went all the way through. However, Yesh Meforshim. This Shita says, which is the Rosh, since it goes from the outside all the way through into where the seeds live. That's already called, it's mafulish. It's an access point. It's where the seeds are. Yud Gimel. Shekhem Yitzatzeh, Yitzatzeh, Shalzeh, Mer Hashem mafulish, Kamar Mavim mafulish. So the phrase mafulish means it's all the way through. Like you find by a Mavim. But the second opinion says, Ad Chadri Azara, Yudalad, Taimam. Shaklipa ha'ova, makebes is chedre hazora. Any nachshavas im chedre hazora ledaber echad, lahi nachshavas ledaber b'fnei atzmoi. Then you say. So the nature of the esrig is, you have the outer layer, that you have the inner flesh, which is thick, and then you have where there's that right in the middle. So we look at the layer of flesh, the white flesh around that is really a separate item from where the Chadri is era. So once you say that that's true, Kivin Shanikwa Kula Mitzarechod raising the Kamafulish, if that's true, so that unit, which is the white flesh, has been pierced totally from one side to the other. You know what? There's another thing of white flesh on the other side of the esrog, but that's irrelevant to me. This piece has been totally nikkav. See, if you look at it as the Chadri Azara and that are one, so it was not totally pierced. But over here, it's totally pierced. It went through, all the way through, from the outside, through that white, into the inside. So that piece of white is totally pierced. Kimish Nakulam is Arachel, the race of Nekam of Foolish. Balkain. Even though the Chedri Zerah on the other side are Shleimim, it's possible. It's possible. Then Yalacha Yesh Lahachmer Kesvar Achrena. We're going to be Machmer that even a total puncture doesn't go all the way through, only goes till the Chedri Zerah is problematic. So that's a Chumra. You can't find anything else, that's motor. And you make a bracha also. Furthermore, in a case where there's nothing missing, so then the only issue is the fact that it's mafulish, and that is how it's a machloikis. Right.
Can you define chasar again?
It's just missing something.
Just missing some part of it.
Right, so in a case where it's not missing anything, so the only problem is the neck of mafulish. Well, that we had a machloikis before. That's called. If the definition of the whether is a requirement of no whether mafulish from one end to the other end apostles period could be his own apostles there's no chasorin. So the case there's no chasorin, then they should say tzveika shem alocha ki yesherman nizke b'sepeiz agam mafulish dafka kashes chasorin. So we don't know if there was a chasorin or not, we don't know. It only went through to the Chedri Zerah. So that's one. Kubi's not called Mefulish all the way. And second of all, the definition over here might require Chesorin, and there's no Chesorin. Okay. Okay. Teswav. Foolish. What's going on? Nikiva Klipa over Mitzad Zelazad said, Shalom, but Kinek Hadri is error. Tanum Mokum Shesu Miskatalam in the Mata. Zemik and Foolish Banda there, Rishon of the Echrona. So it goes to on the bottom where there's no Hadri is error. Different than other citrus fruits, where the white rind is minimal, and the place where the zera, where the seeds are, is much larger. That's at the segments of your orange and your grapefruit. So by an esrig, it's much less. So you have the bottom part of the esrig. It's possible to puncture all the way through without going through where the seeds are. You go through beneath where the seeds are. So that being said, in that situation, it says even though it didn't go through Chedri HaZerah, all of the cases. You have two shitas, definition of mafulish. Does it mean till the Chedri HaZerah? Does it mean all the way through? So the Chedri HaZerah, all the way through, by definition, includes till the Chedri HaZerah plus more. So that's not necessarily true. I can have a case of all the way through, it's where it's going all the way through, all the way in the bottom, where you have not touched the Chedri HaZerah b'chlal, but you have went all the way through. So he says that's also called a problem. Fifth Dalit. Esroig shenimua kol basara bifnim. The flesh inside became all liquefied. But the outer layer of the esrog is still intact. And the Chedri HaZerah are coming with them. The Chedri HaZerah is still intact. So that's kosher. Tezayin kiyamim. You can tell by squeezing it. You see that it's liquid. It gives because there's liquid inside instead of solid. It's possible you should be machmer not to take a case of Nimuach. I'm not sure how common Nimuach was, but okay. So the Bir Halacha over here says, to sort of put this argument in perspective, Bir Halacha Esr Shenimuach, see it? So the more it presents the shadow, the more it doesn't give a final hakroa. So why is the Mishuchner passing, bringing the way the Mishuchner presents the two opinions? He presents the first opinion as a fact. Some say no. So the sheet that's kosher is the Iker. The Mishuchner presents that as that's part of the regular conversation. The Mishuchner, this and this happened. This is the din, etc. By the way, some people pass. The more it wasn't Pasha the Shalom, he's passing the Kula. Why is that? Possible the Kula. Mishum, Tirlei, the Bechol Hanach Psulim, any Carmel, Medir, Yisavrim, the Seikul Ahakul. All these Psulim are not Psulim, Beyatzim, the Lam Psulim, Darbonon, and therefore, Sveikah is Mutter. Vyeshar, and Sir Luda, who's Sveikah, the Raisa. Sir Lahakram is Sveikah. He says, no, these are Psulim, the Raisa. Yeah. Right. Hey. Nistak kuloi miroshoi lesoifai. So we've got to develop the crack from the top to the bottom. Afilo eno chaser klum, even though there's nothing missing from the asterisk, it's still going to be possible. Avo nishar boi shir lemala ulamata. There is a certain amount of the esrog, which is still intact on top and on bottom, and in the middle is split open. So over there, even if shir lamalu lamata filu koshu, even if the amount which are left over was a koshu, then it's kosher. In the Shulchan says that. V'yesh misharmer yadavka milamata, that you can say. Kosher was enough. Abba Bakhata feel the kosher was possible. If any amount is on the chaitma on top, you're gonna have a problem. Yes, if cotton you're the cast, right? Yeah. Nistak. So when you're discussing in this stock, which means that there's a crack developing from the top to the bottom, so you could say ominously that's it. You know, when you have a crack like that in the front, a crack like that in the back, you don't have your yesterday anymore. That's where the problem lies. But over here, it's just one side is going to, worse, one side will open up. You still have an esrog. So he says. Even if it just cracked on one side, not on both sides, we're going to have to be machmer now. I say it's unacceptable. Then he said, but kosher, you test. Why is it kosher? Kushnitzik regards to be behema beer de simila medalit. Interesting. So still, filling this image state sort of alpenikal orcha mishar be called sad mashu lamalam mashu lamal. So it comes a shkita like this. So the animal comes with its throat already cut. You can't do shkita on it because throat is already cut. Let's say, however, instead of cutting it, you know, crosswise, it was cut along the length of the neck going up. So the person took the knife, stuck it in, and went up the neck of the animal, as opposed to across the neck. So now the gargaris is the windpipe, the trachea. So that happened in the trachea. So the luck is, if the top ring of cartilage and the bottom ring of cartilage is still intact, the fact that there's a cut down the rest of the animal's neck doesn't bother us. So we're learning out the same concept over here. If you have something solid which didn't tear on top and on bottom, and you have the stuff on bottom in between, so you're okay. If you have this in between, so you're okay. Yeah.
There are different factors here than in Shechita. Here you're looking for Chaser and Hidur and all the other things.
We will see some difference, a lot of differences, yes. At least some in the stick, so that there's a machmir which were possible in the stick, except if it goes from the bottom to the top or top to the bottom as opposed to sideways. Leave some in the stick, Rubai. Matazm, I'm going to run, my seagull, psakar, ma, but I think the Lord Nimsa, Misha, Yachmer, Bezella, Rubai. It's not true. Nobody passes it when it's Rubai. I'll grab a bureau, but here, Karamoa, Yishakir, and Rubai, Hanu, I feel him said that. The Gra disagrees. I'm sorry. There's some of Ruba. Tazman and Roman, he's still Psakar Mor, but definitely they hold that there's nobody which is Machar Berubai. But the Grola Mice have found a deer from the Ramor that he holds Berubai. It's a problem. Choshal Nisak Roybakli Pasoi. Then he came along and said, Ha'ova, look, Mikri Nistak. If the outer layer was pierced but not all the way through, it's not Nistak. It didn't go all the way deep. So that'll be that the crack went from top to bottom, all the way from top to bottom. One second. Lost my place. Let me get Rabbi Chavkim. Let me look in the stack, right?
We got that.
No, we didn't get that part. Chaval. Because there's a Rubai, Rabbi Chavkim, the that's like, oh, Bashir Rubai. He also said that we're true if Nistak Rubai. However, the little Nissa called Kliposa, however, Vakil Khadri Azera, I feel a Malcolm Echo disposal, that we call Nekam of Foolish. It goes all the way in. I said, I'm a foolish. That's not, there's no ifs, ands, and buts about that. Lo mikri nistak, afilo b'chotmo, gom kein davke, shinitzak shom, roiv kliposo, dihav hochi, en oiv b'chlal nistak. Let's just say, afilo b'chotmo, gom kein davke, shinitzak shom, roiv kliposo, dihav hochi, en oiv b'chlal nistak, klal. I'm not sure what he's doing. He's saying he has to go deep enough. Rive klipasa, rive of the covering of the vertebrae into the neck, I guess. Okay. Vov Niklaf. So the outer layer has been peeled off. It remains green still. Like this very, very fine layer on top. That's been removed. So the way it was originally was created, the way it grew, it still has the color green. It just doesn't have the layer there. So im niklav kulo is possible. If the majority of that was niklav, it's a problem.
Kosher.
But in this layer, when you're just removing just a very minimal layer, if a kosher was still intact, they can regenerate, rejuvenate the rest of the esrog. Shemesh tzarek shishtar kesel. Now it's only kosher, but it maintains the size of a cella of the esrog, which has not been peeled off, and that part of the esrog will allow the rest of the esrog skin to go grow back on the rest of the esrog. It's a very thin layer on top, which is like, you know, like it's more like the frosting, the glaze, which gives a nice shiny. Yes, it looks shiny because of that glaze, but the coloring is beneath it. It remains yarek kamoy shehu b'riyasei. It remains the way it was originally. So now let's say something else. Let's say when you peel it, it starts to oxidize. So it'll start turning brown. So if you, when you peeled it, becomes Meshunam Marisag Mimari Esrig. It looks different than the rest of the Esrig. So then I feel like Niklaf Rak Ruboy is possible. So the Mechaber said Niklaf Kuloy is possible. He said, you know, here, even if it's Ruboy, it's going to be possible. Whatever's been removed has all been removed in one area. So that one area is very, very black. So that's going to pass the rest of me said that. Now, what about if the places where it's been peeled off are two or three different places on the esrog, even if Philip of Mir has to, the mount that is Niklav is definitely the mute. Imenu Dermel Shari Esrig is possible. It's not like all the Esrigim, it's possible. The Havi Kimanumber. The problem is, we'll see later on, the concept called Manumber. Manumber, like a leopard has its spots, Manumber is that it has it's spotted. So here you have a situation where you have regular Esrig and then brown spot, regular Esrig, brown spot, etc. So it looks, doesn't look. That's going to possible. There's two or three places of esrog discoloration. So over there, the havi came a number. Furthermore, if the chaytim it was peeled off, kashenu darim on the welcome akilah from the shav esrog. So if that place where it's been peeled doesn't look like everywhere else in the esrog, it looks different. So then you're stuck with Philip Kol Shehu is possible. Kamal Inyan Chazos is the Kamam Siftes. Yishar Medal Ein Lahakar B'chol Zer Rak Dafka Kashen Im Nishtana Mok Makil of Lamar Apostle Kyan Shachar Beloved. It's only with the colors of the problematic colors. Alim Humara Kosher Ein Lapostle Shazakar Kishas from Chazer Blank Kamam Sif Gimel Ago. So when it dries, when it's affected totally, that's a gimel sphere. If the chaytim is been peeled off, it's a problem. Fine. Then he said, V'yeshem ein lahakram b'chozer rakt afu kishim nishtan amokam b'kilof amar apostle and shakam b'lovet. So the fact that it's peeled off alone is not the problem. It's only because when it peels, it oxidizes. If it oxidizes with a white color or a black color, you have a problem. Right. So if the discoloration in these places the klipa alone is not the problem. It's only in conjunction with the fact that now you've created a place for it to oxidize, and it oxidizes with a maraposel, with a white or black, which are maras psulim and esrog. So then it's a problem. Avim humara kosher and l'posel. But according to this opinion, if it looks like the regular green color, so what's the problem? So he says you give me samech on that sheet. Now he says the nikkel of kula is possible chavzai. Come up with behemish kesh nikkel of kol ora treifa the loy hadra bari. If you removed all of the skin of the animal when it's still alive, you make the animal into a treifa because it can't live anymore. It has to be at least something going still. Some. And he said, she's tired herself. Oh yeah, fine. Of course. Tomorrow Shom will get a behemoth. The tzarich shishtar kisel. The behemoth also. We say that if part of the skin is still attached, so the size of a sela, so that's enough. That'll be
Okay,
bring back to Kula. The Mechaber said if Niklav Kula is possible, means it wasn't Niklav Kula, it's kosher. Over here we're saying that this opinion says no, even if it's less than that, but if it's not that leftover size of itself, which is not Niklav, it's possible. The animal is not a treifa if one part of the skin is still attached, the size of a cell. Because they're rocked afka kishim ishtana mokam akilu benar apostle. The whole issue only starts when it has a different color. He says, you rely on that opinion. It won't go back once it reaches that stage. It has to be maintained a cell's worth of area. That it won't become a trefer by losing its skin. Okay. Let's hold it here. So hold him by, we finished through the end of Vav.